A jet-set Christmas might be off the cards, but a jet-pack one still could be. A Trade Me bidding war is raging over the chance to own a piece of New Zealand history and become the proud owner of one of two Martin jet-packs on offer. Our visual journalist in Christchurch, Nate McKinnon, went to inspect the goods.
3, 2, 1.
These jet-packs have liftoff. Up for auction on Trade Me. They are in hot demand and cost a pretty penny. Bids on the Martin jetpack prototype number 10 have climbed over $4,000, and the top bid on the Martin jetpack P12.3 is a cool $36,200. That's music to the ears of Sam Brown and his team at Skylark Asset Realisation, who are running the auctions.
There is, I think, about 1,200 watches on the P10 on Trade Me now, and about 950 on the 12.3. So, yeah, there's a lot of interest out there. I think it's the second most I've seen in my $45 million in sales on Trade Me.
And there's good reason too. These jetpacks are from the Martin Aircraft Company, started out of a Christchurch shed by Glenn Martin in the 80s. It took 27 years to develop the first single-person aircraft, but several prototypes and millions of dollars later, Martin resigned in 2015. The company went into liquidation in March this year, and now a piece of New Zealand's aviation history is up for sale.
It would be one of the most interesting I've personally ever run. I do radio frequency auctions for the government, and one of those several years ago went to $17 million, so that on Trade Me, that was reasonably exciting. We sold a MiG-21 jet fighter a few years back, and that was also really interesting. But I kind of feel that for me, just the... you know, the Kiwi roots of this, the kind of, you know, this is what a guy can build in his back shed if he's really keen, you know, just makes this much, for me, I guess, almost the pinnacle, actually, of what I've done so far.
Trade Me customers can see the potential, clear from this question by Nick662. Is it quiet enough for me to wear a bat cape and surprise attack the bad guys? Or do you think they'll hear me a mile away? Unfortunately for Nick662 and wannabe vigilantes, you won't be able to fly these at all.
It is merely an ornament. It's just a beautiful man cave object.
If the jetpack is too steep for you, there are other trinkets on offer.
We have online at the moment, there's lots of Martin jetpack like collector's items. So there's, you know, coasters and cups and posters, and there's like 920 items.
The jetpacks were originally marketed towards first responders, and that dream might not be completely over. An international tender ended last week with all the intellectual property, technology and current model jetpacks getting snapped up.
We can't reveal any information about the buyer or the price or any of that commercially sensitive stuff, but we can say that the whole lot of it has gone to one entity, and it looks very likely that they have the resources to continue development. So, you know, something will come of it. You know, hopefully we'll see Martin jetpacks flying around the skies someday in the future.
The Martin Jetpack P10 auction ends at 8:30 p.m. this Sunday, while the model P12.3 ends on Tuesday at 7:40 p.m. It's likely bids will go through the roof.